Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the Press Start podcast. I'm your host as always, Stuart Lang. If you want to find me on Twitter, it's @OutAfterDark216, as well as all the other social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, all that sort of thing. With me now, as always, is Liam Morrow, the Grim Fish, if you want to find him on Twitter. Liam, how are you doing this evening?
Yeah, I'm alright. Fucking hot, but... Like, all of a sudden there's been a heat wave down here. But,
yeah, it's the same up here. For those of you who may not be completely...
Brits like to complain about, innit, the weather? So.
Of course, yeah. For those of you who may not be completely familiar, Liam and I both live in the UK. He lives at the very bottom. I live in the middle of Scotland. So not a great distance geographically, really. But, you know, it's kind of weird for us to be getting the same weather, and yeah, it's absolutely scorching up here as well. It's like 23 degrees currently, and it's 5:30 in the evening, which made it even worse because, like, for those of you who've been listening the last few weeks, I am moving city at the moment. I actually packed the van today, so that was fun having to do that in the middle of the day. Like, at one point, like, I was sweating so much my glasses wouldn't stay on my face. So
Jesus.
Great, that's fantastic, and I'm looking forward to having to do it again tomorrow, except when it's up three flights of stairs instead of down one. So it'll all be good. If you're really, really interested in how that's going for me, check up on Twitter, because by the time this goes live, I should have moved, and any complaining that I was going to be doing will be out in the open. So go over there, give us a shout. So one thing we did talk about briefly last week, we're going to talk about a little bit more, is Injustice 2. I had it last week. Liam, you picked it up. I'll let you take the lead a little bit on this one.
Yeah. So if you're familiar with the first game, which was a 360, the story mode basically carries on from that, which for a beat 'em up especially was, I think, a pretty solid story. Usually you get, it's some sort of, you know, very light story for why everyone's fighting. But this could be in any comic book series, like, easily. And, yeah, I've been sort of quite enjoying it myself. I've got maybe two characters at the moment I'm flitting between on single player, which I quite like. And, yeah, I'm just really enjoying it at the moment. But I've got to sort of pack as much in as I can, because next week Tekken 7's out, and that will probably take up a lot of my time.
Yeah, see, I'm definitely going to skip Tekken 7, actually on strength of Injustice. Those of you listened last week, I sort of said I'm not great at these sort of games. I sort of have them for the fun of it, for the optional, like, sort of multiplayer kind of thing. Like, I had one of my friends round for a few beers, and, like, it's one of three two-player games that I have. It was actually one of two multiplayer games that I have that didn't require a 13 gigabyte update. So that was wonderful. I mean, I'm enjoying the gameplay mechanic of it. Like I say, I kind of find fighters get a little bit repetitive for me. Like, I kind of don't play them like everyone else. Like, I don't do the whole, I'm going to learn all this guy's moves and get really, really good at this game. Like, I just kind of play it as and when I can be bothered. The story mode is good, however, I will say, can't beat the final boss. I'm very, very much stuck on the second battle with Brainiac, when you're Batman.
Yeah, I haven't got that far yet.
Shit,
I assume the last battle would be against Brainiac, seeing as how the story was, but I've got probably just past the halfway point.
Right, okay, yeah, I sat and played it. I thought I was getting pretty good, actually. I thought, oh, I'm really getting the hang of this. Even though it keeps flitting between characters, like I think I'm getting the mechanics down. I'm getting to learn where like the environmental stuff is situated. So started feeling quite confident, and then yeah, it just got absolutely handed. Won't make any other spoilers. You do battle Brainiac before, like directly before this, with another person, and like I was able to beat that like third time. I've probably tried this like 9 or 10. And I've had him past half health once. Fuck, it's brutal. In terms of the characters, like who are the two that you like playing as then?
The first one is Black Canary.
Right.
I wasn't particularly sure I was going to like her at first, because, you know, her only superpower is the screech.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just know her as, you know, Oliver Queen's missus. I found her quite good, actually.
Mm.
She actually goes quite well with my style of play.
Right.
I don't like using sort of characters who use, you know, big, slow, powerful moves. I prefer a lot of sort of quicker combos and stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, her, or the other one is actually Robin.
Right.
I found, that's pretty, again, more or less sort of the same reason.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's pretty interesting.
I have played as Superman. I can't... There's nothing wrong with him. It's just, like, sometimes you get characters that are just, you know, they're going to be overpowered.
Yeah.
And it's like sort of the Soul Calibur series. Actually, I think in tournaments, they ban you from playing as Cervantes because he's just too powerful.
Yeah.
it's just sort of like that.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd just stay away from it.
What I'd sort of say is, with this, I know, or sorry, with playing through the storyline, I kind of started realizing that I don't like playing as... trying to think the best way to put this. I don't like playing as the floating characters. You know, anyone who's sort of got that hovering kind of thing. So, like, Superman, Supergirl. I think Black Adam is like that.
Adam, Firestorm.
Firestorm. I'm sure Doctor Fate as well is like that.
Doctor Fate.
So, yeah, I mean, it's whenever I sort of ended up with one of them, or the choice between two, I was kind of, great. Will say, though, I'm really enjoying a few characters to play as, actually. I'm really liking Cyborg. I'm really liking Flash, and actually really enjoying playing as Harley Quinn as well.
Yeah, she's good. I like her as well.
Harley Quinn's really good. I feel like she's probably the best suited to my... my strategy or game style. It's basically hit 'em and hope is the best way I can put that.
I love a superpower move as well.
Yes, yeah, so good, so good. But yeah, so like that's so. I mean, not a great deal else to say about it. I mean, in terms of fighting games, you'll know yourself listening if you enjoy them or not. You'll know yourself if you fancy one with DC characters. We'll say I feel like there's too big a focus on the more minor characters. I'm not a massive comic book guy, but I mean, there was some folk in this that I didn't know who Firestorm was, or like Starfire, or Gorilla Grodd. No idea who any of those guys are. I actually thought Black Adam was Zod at first as well.
No, although Zod, I think, may be a DLC character in the future.
Oh, okay.
Because you probably noticed, because you got the Steelbook one as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
And there's, you get three DLC characters with it, but you haven't actually got them yet.
I did wonder about that.
Because I think they're releasing them as they go, so you'll sort of get access to the first three, maybe.
Yeah.
Got it would you. Just sort of update it.
Right. That's good to know, because I did kind of wonder what was going on there. I was like, hang on, I'm pretty sure the guy in game told me I was going to get Sub-Zero. And I have to admit, I'm kind of intrigued by Red Hood as well.
Because I had Scorpion on the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I mean, I don't know, I think there's a big part of me just really wants it to be like entirely Batman villains in this, to be honest with you. In fact, I realised that I said Starfire earlier. He's actually DLC. So I've not played as him, so I don't know if I'm going to be any good as him or not. But yeah, so as I said, you'll know yourself. I hate to sort of put this in, but what would you give it out of 10, just as a...
Based on what I've played so far, I'd actually probably give it sort of an 8 or an 8.5.
Okay.
Myself. Also, because I quite like the multiverse idea.
Yes, yeah, I've not even looked at that.
That can keep you going for a long time.
Yeah, no, I've not even looked into that yet, actually.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, my copy of it is outside my house in a van, so I'm not going to have a shot of it tonight, but, you know, maybe to chill out tomorrow evening with a couple of beers. yeah, I mean, I think that, honestly, for me, probably it's a solid 6 out of 10. There's nothing wrong with it at all, but I know I'm probably going to struggle to play it in a couple of weeks' time. I just thought I'm going to put it down, and I'm worried that if it's down for too long, I'm not going to play it anymore. I do also apologise if anyone can hear the rattling noise in the background, as my cat has found a ball, and because my flat's completely empty, there's nothing for it to roll under to get her to stop playing with it, so it's fine. I mean, not a great deal other big news in the gaming world this past week, unfortunately. There is a couple of new releases. There's the other Xbox game that came out, that I forgot, The Surge. Came out on Xbox One and PS4. Thankfully, I decided to watch some gameplay footage of it. I watched Before You Buy, which I believe is made by Game Ranks on YouTube, so I apologise to them if I've got that wrong. I'm really glad I did, because they basically said it's like a tech Dark Souls. Yeah, not for me. Not for me at all. So, yeah, I thought it looked good. I thought it looked pretty intriguing. I was kind of wondering why they hadn't done anything to really push it at all. Like, I hadn't really seen anyone going, oh, this game's going to be great, blah, 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 blah. Like, I wasn't sure what to expect. But, you know, it looks good. If you're into Dark Souls, that kind of thing, maybe. Not for me. Not for me at all.
I've got to say, when I went into pick up Injustice, I sort of saw The Surge, and I was like, I didn't know that was around.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think that we talked about it in our Summer Games show a couple of weeks ago. If any of you listening want to go back and fact check that for me, that'd be fantastic. But yeah, I'm absolutely certain that we didn't even look at that, because I hadn't heard of it. I didn't know. We have had an announcement for the new Games with Gold for Xbox One in the coming months as well. Those of you who are familiar with Liam on FPG will know that he would review the Games with Gold. So we're starting off with Watch Dogs on the 1st of June, the first one. What do you make of Watch Dogs? I assume, have you played that at this point? We talked about the second one.
Yeah, second one. The first one's, a couple of years old now. I think it's not an awful game. I think certainly it's good enough for, you know, a freebie, considering that they seem to have been giving away a lot of sort of smaller indie titles, yeah. Games with Gold. I think it's, you know, pretty good. If you like, you know, sort of GTA type things, stealing cars and driving around doing missions, then it's fine.
I think that it's pretty hard to, I mean, I understand the criticisms that Watchdog got. I do understand. But do you know what? I think it's pretty good for free. I mean, obviously, a lot of people got pissed off when they paid, you know, 40 or 50 bucks for it. But yeah, I've just checked. So it's the 16th of June that you're getting Watch Dogs free from. Beg your pardon. What you're saying, funnily enough, is actually about indie games, is that we're getting a new one called Speedrunners on June 1st. It releases on June 1st. It's immediately free. I hate it when Microsoft do this. They did this with a few games. They did this with Super Dungeon Bros, Massive Chalice and stuff like that. If you have to give it away the day it comes out, probably not going to enjoy it very much. So, I mean, I'll bite my tongue if it's any good. I'm trying to think of dates. Will that be in time? We may be able to touch on that in next week's show, providing there's not a hold up with my new internet connection. If we get the chance, then we'll talk about it. If not, I do apologise. But one that should interest you, Liam, is backwards compatible Assassin's Creed 3 from June 1st. Yep. You've been wanting to play it for a wee while now, again, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, funnily enough, I do have it. I have a 360, so I started playing it, albeit I haven't got that far in.
Right, okay.
And then, yeah, they sort of announced, oh, it's going to be backwards compatible. So I'm like, oh, excellent, I can sort of play it on my main system now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, oh, now we're giving it away for free. Fuck's sake. Like, make up your mind.
Yeah.
First it was, oh, they have no plans to make it backwards compatible.
Yeah.
And now they're giving it away for free. Like, make up your mind what you want to do.
I mean, I think that Microsoft are being pretty good this month with the games with gold. I mean, with the exception of Speedrunners, and, like, people who can say, oh, Watch Dogs sucks. Yeah, do you know what? Maybe it does a little bit. But over the four games you're giving away, they're giving away this month, you're getting Watch Dogs, which, yeah, it's a bit of a GTA clone. But you know where you are with that. I'd probably say as far as GTA clones go, it's actually a pretty good one. And then you've got Assassin's Creed 3, which is, again, big game. Know what you're getting if you like Assassin's Creed. And you're getting Dragon Age Origins. Couldn't even say that properly. So, I get two of them are 360 games. But those are three big titles. Like, if you've not played any of those, I'd absolutely recommend checking out any of the three of them. There's three really solid games. I think almost we're being a bit spoiled in July, which is good for a change.
Pretty good for Microsoft. Like you said, it's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah.
Considering, I think, like we said last week, Massive Chalice was on there for like 3 months or something.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, still haven't played it.
So I think they finally started getting a decent sort of back catalogue to choose from.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people are getting upset. Like, I saw the tweets sort of going after like Major Nelson's announcement of them, and people are going, well, you know, when are we getting GTA 5? When are we getting Overwatch? Never. There's an exclusive on the Press Start podcast. We're not getting GTA 5 or Overwatch as a backwards as a game with gold. Okay? Just putting it out there. They are two massive IPs. There is absolutely no way. If you look at the value of those games, like, go on Amazon right now, look at what you're paying to buy either of those games. They are still brand new retail price, give or take. Like, you're not looking at under 25 bucks a piece for those. So, yeah. People can just, like, this is back to what we were saying last week. People just need to stop being so butthurt about things. You're paying for this service anyway. You're getting a few free games. You don't need to download them all. Wait another month. There might be something you want then. It's been 3 months since I've downloaded anything. I won't be downloading any of these. But it's nice that you're getting it. You know, it's yeah, why not? Nothing wrong with any of those games. So, fair play.
I always give them a try, like, especially the sort of independent ones. I think, you know, someone's gone to the trouble of making it, I might as well, it's free, we'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they do suck. you know, Super yeah. Dungeon Bros.
Yeah.
That was, you know, I think I spent an hour playing that, and it was an hour I'm never going to get back, and I'm quite annoyed at that. But, yeah, you know, it was worth a try, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Which, nothing ventured, nothing gained. you never know what your next favourite game is going to be, either.
No.
So there's absolutely no harm in trying, unless you've got stupid like download caps or something like that, then, you know, maybe be a bit selective. Otherwise, yeah, download all the games. So aside from Assassin's Creed 3 and Injustice, is there anything else that you're playing through at the moment or tinkering with a bit?
No, I'm sort of going between, yeah, Justice 2, Assassin's Creed 3, Dragon Age Origins, sorry.
Good that neither of us can say
I didn't realise I actually owned that digitally. It might be the fact that I've got EA Access and I didn't realise it was on there, but yeah, it come up, I was sort of looking through all the backwards compatible titles and it says, oh, Dragon Age Origins, owned.
I was like, okay. I couldn't actually remember if it was on EA Origins, because I've got Origin as well, which, by the way, if you don't have and you've got an Xbox One, it's fantastic. I can remember seeing Inquisition on there, which, unfortunately, I didn't enjoy Inquisition at all. Origin's really, really good. Really good game. Just don't get excited about a sequel, because the sequels suck.
Yeah, 2 was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like they phoned it in a bit. Sort of, they went, you know, you've got a contract for another game, we want one, and they just like, yeah, we'll knock something out. And a month later, Dragon Age 2 appeared.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think... Do you know what? I think people need to lay off Mass Effect Andromeda a little bit with this whole upset thing, because if you're wanting a bad BioWare game, there's two pretty bad Dragon Age ones. You know, it's not like Mass Effect Andromeda is the first bad game they've made, or even the worst game they've made, because that absolutely goes to Dragon Age 2.
Oh yeah.
In my opinion. But yeah, I mean, I will say as well that I have been trying to really enjoy Prey. It's not for me, guys. It's really not for me. I had a mate round a couple of days ago who is really enjoying it. He thought that it was a travesty that I didn't enjoy it because I was such a big fan of Half-Life and Bioshock and stuff. We played it for like an hour. I don't know what it is. I can't get into it. I think it's probably for the trade pile, but it's also a really sweet looking steelbook. So it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Sometimes you just get games like that, just no matter how much everyone else says about it, you just can't get into.
Yeah.
It's like me with Fallout. Like, I can get that it's a big game and a good game and there's lots of mechanics in there. I can't get into it.
Yeah, I think that's a moral thing, because your brother feels the same way about it. except I think he's...
It might be, something in our genetics, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't even... he doesn't even go the sort of graceful route of saying, yeah, I can get why people like it. Yes, that Flav says it sucks. So there's that difference in yous, at least.
Yeah, Ryan's not quite as eloquent as I am, unfortunately.
We're kind of looking at wrapping up now, guys. Sorry, it's been a little bit of a mismatched one here. We'll get some better content for next week. Find something to talk about. This has all been a little bit thrown together, but I am moving city tomorrow, so just thank yourself, or thank me for giving you a show at all. Thank Liam for reminding me to come on so that he can help me give you a show. So thank you, Liam. When he messaged me saying, it's Thursday, are we going to do this today? Because you moved tomorrow. I was sitting in a bar. I wasn't drinking, but I was sitting in a bar. I went, oh yeah, I do need to do that today. So if you've got to thank Liam, please do so. But yeah, before we go, anything you want to say before we head off?
Actually, yeah, one last point. I think it was today it came out, Xbox do their own Game Pass, sort of in the same thing as EA Access.
Yes.
Don't bother with it.
No, you're completely
right. I downloaded the trial, looked on there, and apart from BioShock, there's not much else to sort of that made me look at it and think, oh, that's quite good.
Yeah, I can't believe, totally forgot about that. Yeah, had a look at the games on that. Don't get me wrong, they're not all bad games, but you'll have played them or had them as game with gold, like 100% by now. You know,
right, when the first one was like A Kingdom of Keflings or some shit like that.
Which actually, I think I've. Do you know what? I actually quite liked Kingdom of Keflings. I ended up getting quite addicted to Keflings. Not the second one, just the first one. I ended up being quite addicted to it. I think 100%ed that. I'm going to need to double check my gamer score. But I became quite obsessed over that little game. And that's why you should try out these indie games. You never know what your next favourite one's going to be. You never know what your next platinum's going to be. One that I don't know, I can't try to think if they've ever done this as a game with gold. A game called Contrast. It's kind of a launch title almost.
I'm not sure. I don't remember seeing it.
No. If that ever comes up, or if that's on this trial, give it a bash. Really, really good little indie game. Actually, really good sort of wee puzzler, platform puzzler kind of game. Well, recommend it. So, and it's short as well. Like, you'll get through it in probably like 6 hours. So yeah, definitely worth checking. If you've got the trial anyway, to the Game Pass, then you could definitely do worse than pick that up. So, wonderful. Brings us to the end of the show. If you want to follow Liam on Twitter, it's The Grim Fish. If you want to follow myself, it's Out After Dark 216. Both of those are all one word. And yeah, next time I speak to you, I will be the citizen of a new city. Hopefully my back will have recovered from all the lifting that I'll have had to do. And hopefully I will also have been able to see Kiss on Saturday night at the Hydro in Glasgow without incident. Bless everyone sort of that was affected by that. So, otherwise, have a great week. See you in 7.